Shri Radhe. Hare Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vrikpiti Radhani Shakti Rasma Ekatmanava Pibuvi Puradeya Vedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakyam Prakatam Adunata Davyam Chaikyam Aptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, previously they separated themselves. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Omaginatimandasya Ginanjana Shalakaya Chakshamilitam Jinatasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukankuroti Vachalam Pangang Langayate Girim Jadkripa Tamaham Vande Sri Guru Inatarinam Paramanandamar Sri Chaitanya. On this day of Radhashtami, Srila Prabhupada often began speaking from this verse, and then would quote another verse. Parasya shaktir vividhaiva shruyate. He would draw our attention to Radharani as the shakti, ladini shakti of Krishna. So we know shakti means energy. So today I was feeling very curious about the meaning of this word, energy. So I go to the Shastra of the world today, the world Shastra, Google, Wikipedia. And I look, what is energy? So from the material perspective, some very interesting facts about energy. The first thing that in the material world, which is very interesting, is that energy is never created and never destroyed. Energy is never lost. It simply transforms. Energy may transform from potential energy to kinetic energy. The warmth, the sun radiates energy in the form of heat. That heat gets transformed into stored energy in the form of trees and plants, and then it comes back out when there's a fire. So Krishna manifests himself through his energy. So we've heard there are basically Krishna manifests in three forms of energy. There is Sandini, there is Samvit, and there is Ladini. through his Sandini energy. He manifests existence. He is something. Through his Samvit, he is aware of what he is. But through his Ladini, he enjoys what he is. The impersonalists get to the point of realizing existence in truth, real existence. What we perceive in the world to be existing is Maya, illusory. So the impersonalist realizes his existence, becomes a bit conscious, arises up to be aware of that existence, Sandini and Samvit, but cannot taste the pleasure of that existence. So Srimati Radharani is the energy of Krishna's capacity to enjoy himself fully, completely. We noted just in this pastime here that we were listening to, how does it end up? Srimati Rani, Radharani, the Queen, they've had this extraordinary experience. And yet, and they can't even, they say, this pleasure, this bliss that we've experienced, there's no comparison, there's nothing like this. This is so amazing, this never has happened, this must be the greatest thing that's ever happened in the entire creation and cosmic manifestation. This is just so amazing. And they go to, and they say, Krishna, this is incredible, that we've never experienced anything like this. This must have been the most wonderful thing. We're here and the gopis are here. Look, you can't get anything better. Come on. You've got the gopis, Radharani's here. We're here. We're all together. This is amazing. Can't be better than this. He says, well, you can ask Radharani. And Radharani is very frank with them. He says, yes. Very wonderful. But where's Vrindavan? Where's the Jamuna? Where's Govardhan? Where is Krishna's flute? You know it? Radharani expresses, where's Krishna's flute? Where is his peacock feather? Where's his forest garland? In the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Krishna, Narada Muni, visits Krishna in Dwarka. And there's many things that happen, because Krishna, the sequence is a little, I'm trying to remember it a bit, but Krishna, when at some point Narada speaks about Krishna and Krishna about Vrindavan, or somehow Krishna just becomes lost, completely lost. He's stunned, he's entranced, he's just. And to bring him out of this, they bring him to a Nava Vrindavan that Vishwakarma has created. Very interesting. And at some point, Krishna begins to speak about, well, because he's hearing about the condition of the gopis, about going to them. But anyway, we'll get into that. But Sanatana Goswami describes how in Dwarka, Krishna doesn't feel like playing his flute. He doesn't feel like it. He doesn't wear the peacock feather and forest garland. He doesn't, he's in this other atmosphere. So Radharani is pointing out, yes, we're here. But the place is not here. So Radharani manifests in her person and in her place, in her pastimes, unsurpassable pleasure. Now comes the very mysterious part. Because that pleasure becomes most deep, most intense when Krishna's not there. When Radharani feels separation from Krishna. When she feels, when she's without Krishna's presence with her, she actually experiences the greatest possible pleasure there could ever be. Now for us, we can't understand this. How can pain, the pain of being separated from the one that you love, how can this be the greatest pleasure? How can it be? Krishna tries to explain to Narada with an example in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. He tries to explain that just like when you have struggled really hard to achieve something and you get that thing, then how great the pleasure is of getting that thing which you worked so hard to get. You were struggling and struggling give a really mundane example, okay, that I only know because I was in America when this happened and I was at my mother's house and everyone was watching it, and only Americans will really relate to this. It's called the Triple Crown. And this is horse racing, okay? People get on horses and they race them. And in America, there are three big races. And if the horse wins all three races, it's called the Triple Crown. And there was this horse, I can't remember his name, but anyway. Oh, yeah. A misspelled name, right? Anyway, so there was this horse, and it won the first two, and now was coming the last one, right? And so, as I said, I'm in my mother's house, and my mother and my brother, particularly, they're like, "Is it gonna happen? Is it gonna happen? Is it gonna, the whole country is what? Is it gonna happen? Is it gonna happen?" It hasn't happened for 40 years or something. No horse has won this Triple Crown. Nothing has happened. And everyone is excited. And it's going, and it's going, and it's going. And the horse is racing, racing. And it wins. The whole country is. This is the pleasure. It's not been happening. And so what's been struggled, what's been attempted, what's been eagered and sought after and wanted and wanted and wanted and wanted, and finally you get it. That's the pleasure. So Krishna tries to describe that the pleasure that Radharani experiences in separation, it's like that. It's like that. But it isn't that. It's like that. So it's unimaginable how for us we cannot, we do not have this capacity. We can get a little bit of sense of, yes, okay, something that we wanted and wanted and wanted and we get it, how great that is. But for Radharani and the gopis of Vrindavan, the Vrajvasis, their love is so intense. It becomes even more intense. And it's the experience of that love that Krishna actually manifests there for them in a way that is even more sweet than when they're actually together. When we... The Sanatana Goswami describes, when we are longing for the object of our love, then we may remember in our minds. When we meditate, when Dhruva Maharaj meditated on Narayan, Narayan appeared within his heart. But when the gopis remember Krishna, they see Krishna like I see you. But they cannot embrace, they cannot have that sweet interaction, but they see Krishna. So Srimati Radhika is the full expression, the full energy, the complete capacity, potency for Krishna to enjoy. And in her presence, everything imaginably possible for enjoyment takes place in unlimited variety, which will not happen in Dwarka, which does not happen in Mathura. Krishna's flute manifests. Krishna's cowherd dress manifests. And Krishna's exchanges in the confines of, or the environment of Dwarka, Krishna is a prince. He is constrained by his role. In this pastime we just heard, Krishna and Radharani meet, but he cannot immediately embrace her. They don't immediately run off to a kunj. Lalita doesn't do one of her different arrangements. It's almost a formal, "My dear Radharani, very pleased to meet you. Here may I introduce my queens." The mood is constrained by the environment. But in the environment of Braj, in the environment of Vrindavan, Radharani, through her shakis, especially Vrindadevi, and Lalita, and so many other shakis, have arranged everything for unconstrained love. Unconstrained, no formalities, no. And when those, even some constraints are introduced, because Radharani has a husband, so called, so that is another way to increase the flavor. We see this in our world. We're looking for that free life. And we like the forbidden fruits. It's all a reflection. So Radharani manifests the spiritual world for the pleasure of Sri Krishna. Parashya Shaktir Vividayiva Shruyate. And then Prabhupada quotes, Anando. Anandamoya Vyasa. Anandamoya Vyasa. That. So Krishna is a reservoir. He's a reservoir of energy. And of all of his energy, Radharani is that energy which brings about pleasure, ananda. So today we heard much of a very beautiful pastime of Radha and Krishna. I was trying to think of different pastimes of Srimati Radharani to share. One that came to mind, because it seems to express, first of all, Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't identify Radhika. This is a question. Why does Srimad Bhagavatam not mention the name of Sri Radha? And there are different opinions. Sanatan Goswami proposes that Shukadev, some say that it is Shukadev's respect. But another point of view is that Shukadev is so devoted to Krishna and Sri Radha that if he were to mention Radha's name or any of the gopis' names, he would not be able to continue. He would become stunned. He would become in trance. He would not be able to continue his narration of Srimad Bhagavatam. Remember, he's not sitting there, you know, writing this down. And then he can always just, you know, pick it up and take it. No, he's speaking the Bhagavatam. He's speaking it. So he's being very, he needs to get through. He needs to deliver the entire Bhagavatam. If he enters into ecstatic trance, he can't finish. So he's careful not to express the name of Sri Radha, because it would overwhelm him with ecstatic mood. But he gives their lila. And one of the most extensive lila, there's a few of Radha Krishna lila. We find most of Radha Krishna lila that we experience from other literature of the Goswamis and others. But Sukadev gives a few. Of course, the most famous is what we just heard of the Rasa dance. But he also speaks about a later pastime of Radha and the bumblebee, when Uddhava appears. Now Radha has now entered into her Vipralamba mood. She's now already some time into that depth of separation. And it becomes expressed in her conversation here as a form of madness. So we begin to see how the ecstasies of prema of Radha Bhav begin to flow further and further into realms which in our view would be horrible. By the time Krishna is, you know, left for decades and decades, we've heard the pastime this is related by Gaur Govinda, I don't know where it's from, of Krishna coming to Vrindavan and then eyes wide open, and he talks about Jagannath's appearance in that way. Does anybody know where? I don't know where it's from, what scripture or whatever. But anyway, in that time, by that time, Radharani is nearly dead. Hardly life is there. So we can see that the progression of the effect of Radha's love becomes more and more intense and becomes more and more entering a realm that for us would be very, very horrible. Becoming mad, becoming crazy, losing your mind. Which one of us here, sitting here today, feels like, well, yeah, I just like to lose my mind. I just like to become, you know, inert like a tree. I just like to die. None of us feel, we don't aspire for madness, for such illness that we can hardly breathe. We don't aspire for a situation in which we can hardly maintain our life. We want to be healthy, we want to live, we want to enjoy. Our idea of enjoyment is centered on ourselves. And not really even ourselves, our senses. But yes, it is me. I will enjoy. I will get pleasure. I will find a beautiful woman, or I'll find a beautiful man. I will have a relationship. I will please that person, and that person will please me. I will enjoy that feeling of love. I'll enjoy that experience of, that sweet experience of gazing into the eyes of my beloved. I will enjoy the exchange of offering something beautiful to my loved one and seeing the smile on her face. I will enjoy the embrace, the love of that loved one. I will enjoy. This is our position. I will enjoy somehow. Take your pick. So many different varieties are there. And even for some people, yes, I will enjoy some struggle. I'll enjoy working to achieve something, because whatever I get, that will give me happiness. I'll enjoy my journey in this world. So many things. I. But the mood of Radharani and the gopis, the mood of pure devotional service, there's no I in the center. There's only Krishna. Krishna will enjoy. Krishna will enjoy. The eye becomes completely gone. Completely replaced by Krishna. This is Radharani. Only Krishna. Krishna will enjoy. Even when the Leela, due to Lalita's arrangement generally, very often, just like we heard today, Lalita was restraining Radharani. Radharani was just ready to just give herself to Krishna, just run. Here I am. Enjoy. But Lalita says, no, no, you have to hold back a little bit. Don't be so eager. Don't run. Why? Krishna will enjoy more. Krishna will enjoy even more if you hold yourself back a little bit. Krishna will enjoy your little contrary nature. So, this we can understand a bit, as we have some experience of these type of playful, loving exchanges. But now we are here in Vrindavan, and Krishna is gone. And Radharani is sliding down, now into madness, into a form of madness. What is the word? Unmada. In this love, in madness, she begins to talk to the bee. As if the bee were a messenger of Uddhava. And exchanges all this conversation with him, describing. And all of this loving expression is coming to Krishna. Here is the mystery. How is Krishna enjoying? We can see perhaps, all right, the gopis, they're enjoying this ecstasy of love. But it's not, they're not, their mood is serving Krishna, and Krishna is not there. Krishna also thinks this. They're enjoying, but I'm not there. I want to taste this. And thus he comes as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And not only does he come to taste the love of Srimati Radhika, but he comes to give it. Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is so overwhelming. But she doesn't possess it. She doesn't say, I have this and only me. She feels, let everyone have love for Krishna. And that mood enters along with Sri Chaitanya's mood of Radha Bhav, the mood of giving Raja Bhakti. It is incredible what opportunity we have the queens of Dwarka do not have the opportunity that we have, in one sense. Of course they do, but, you know, in the sense of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering us Vraja Bhakti, the love of Krishna experienced by the gopis, gopas, the cows, the trees of Vrindavan. And he's offering it to us without our qualification. We don't have any qualification to receive this, which is so far beyond whatever we know of religion in this world. There is many religions in the world today. We have mostly Abrahamic religions derived from the tradition of Abraham and the Israelites coming down through their tradition into Christianity and Islam. This is what is there. And what they also offer, love of God. The whole presentation is love for God. But the love of God offered in these traditions is one of love in fear to begin with, and in gratitude. Thank you, Lord, for giving whatever we have. Gratitude is there. Some fear is there. Some comfort is there. Some shelter is there. Some peace is there. And then we come here to India, and we find that there are devotees of Vishnu, and they also are offering love for God. But that love is in the mood of awe, the mood of reverence, the mood of service, with awareness that Krishna, God, Vishnu, Narayan is the origin of everything. All that exists is His manifestation. This is His energy. We are simply His tiny, insignificant servants. Let us serve Him with love. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering love of Krishna in Vrindavan. How extraordinary this is. And He's offering it to us with such a simple process, a simple thing. Whereas to achieve love for God in awe and we have to serve Him with in various ways, in temples, in rituals, He's offering us this love simply by chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Hare, Hara, Sri Radha, Hare. By the grace of Sri Radha, Hare, we say Krishna. We say Rama. Rama. Radhika Ramana. The giver of pleasure to Sri Mati Radharani. By chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna in this Maha Mantra, sometimes I was thinking, well, what are some ways this is such a great mantra? This Maha Mantra, this wonderful mantra. And I was comparing, well, other mantras that worship Krishna, like we have Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, or what is it, Om Narayana, Om Namo Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. Yes, Krishna's name is there, along with Om, along with Nama. There's a little, you know, something, some. But in the Hare Krishna mantra, there's only Krishna and Radha. Hare Krishna Rama. Only the Lord's name and Radharani's name. Only. So that is, of course, the greatness of the Maha Mantra is that it is given to us by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he has given us the path, how to receive this mantra, how to receive the names of Radha and Krishna in his Shikshashtakam. He gives us the entire path to the point of Srimati Radharani's love in the last verse. Ashlishyava pada ratam vanastumam adarshanam marmahatam korotuva. Even you kill me, you break my heart by not being present before me to see you. Adarshanam marmahatam. Even you hatam. You kill me by not being. You are still my Lord. Never. Although the gopis and Srimati Radharani, they, in their madness of separation, they speak about Krishna. Why have you left us? What are you? You must have. We are just small. We understand you're a king, you're a prince, you're out there enjoying with your queens, and we are just these small little village girls. What can we hope for? But they never reject Krishna. They can never, ever, 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 ever think. Not like here in the material world. We have relationships, and the relationships get messed up. And where do we end up? Glad I'm rid of that one. Somehow we turn the other side. Someone leaves us, breaks our heart. What it happens to us? Become angry, resentful. That is not love. Still I in the center. So Srimati Radhika is the pinnacle of love of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us the path. Gopi Bhartu Pada Kamalayor Dasa 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 Anudas. To strive to become the servant of the servant, the servant, unlimited time servant of Srimati Radhika. And that path has been elaborated on by the Goswamis in so many deep ways. But the main thread is to surrender with heart, with soul, with mind to the holy names of Srimati Radha and Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is our complete process, our complete path, our complete entrance through the vibration, the energy. Energy. Srimati Radhika is the energy of Krishna's pleasure. And this sound, which is another form of energy, sound energy. But the energy that has manifest to us through sound does not originate in this world. Although we think, I am making this sound. It is the sun has given heat to the plants, and the plants has given calories to my body, and the body has come now, and now it's working down here, and it's making a little muscle that pulls here, and now it's constricting my throat, and the vibrating here, and now it's coming out, and now there's sound. Right? So, this energy is coming in this way. But that's not the energy that we receive through this mantra. The energy that comes through this mantra comes from Goloka Vrindavan. It comes from Goloka. It comes from Sri Vrindavan Dham. But we have to have the right receptacles to receive that energy. Just like, you know, this radios. Right now we're swimming in energy, right? There's radio energy just surrounding us, going through our bodies, everything. It's just completely. Here's one of the receptacles, right? Putting this on and then poing, all kinds of energy flow out through this because it's tuned. It's tuned to that wavelength. So we have to tune ourselves to the wavelength of energy coming through the holy name. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadar. When we tune ourselves by amanina manadena, the mood of surrender, the mood of I am taking the I and just I am your servant, that's all. Das. Jiver Surupoi Nitya Krishna Das. Dasa Dasa Gopi Bharta Bhatta Kamalayor Dasa 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 Anu Das. Dasa, servant. Serving you in your holy name and serving all of your devotees. And today, with great opportunity to serve Srimati Radhika by darshan. Very interesting, we're going now for darshan. One time Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came before Gandharvika Giridhari without his glasses. He had left his glasses were left behind. And one disciple was there and he says, but Prabhupada, but you have no glass, how can you see? He said, but my seeing, what is that? If If Krishna will see me present here, offering myself as his servant, then that is darshan. So let us present ourselves to Srimati Radhika, offer ourselves to her service, and particularly to her service as in her combination of Radha and Krishna in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.